Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM 718. Fantastic day today. Sunshine and a high of 70. It's 48 right now. I mean, this is going to be the deal for the week. If you can just get this week off, you know, somehow, you know, get on out and do something this week.
This is the transition week.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the one that takes it from whatever it was to whatever it's going to be.
We hope that this will hold, that this has staying power, that we don't ever have to read another forecast where we say, at least not for the next several months, showers today and a high of 51. We're hoping that we're done with that. But it's going to be 70s and 80s towards the end of the week. So in what better day than for us to unveil the Brad and John World Tour, 5 counties in 5 days, a chance for you to see 5 Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. This is one of our favorite things to do every year.
We bring the tickets to you.
Yeah,
we come out.
We visit 5 different counties and do some of them are morning shows and some of them are we show up in the afternoon, and then you sign up to win tickets to see these 5 Hall of Famers, and one person gets all of those shows.
And then each time we go out, each stop, all 5 of the locations, someone is also going to go home with a Q-Series portable grill from Judd & Black.
Oh, yeah.
We got these great portable grills that'll take you to every tailgate or party or summer getaway thing that you're doing.
Concerts and cooking out.
Concerts and cookouts, baby.
You can't beat it. So the five counties involved this year, and we'll give you the acts in just a second, but the 5 counties that we have involved, and we have had listeners who have come to all 5 of these or 4 of these or, you know, hit as many as they can. You're invited to stop off to all of them if you wish. Island County, Snohomish County, Whatcom County, Skagit County, and San Juan County.
Counties. So we're hitting each of those next week.
Those are our 5 counties that we'll be visiting. You can be from King County and go to these, or you can be from, you know, from Clark County and come up and you can go to these. You can be where, you know, from Jefferson County. It doesn't matter where you are, but these are the counties where we're going to be doing our broadcasts, okay? And we'll give you the locations in the next few days. I can tell you this, though. The first stop on Monday, 1 week from today, is going to be on Whidbey Island.
Yeah.
That much I can tell you.
But these concerts are all over the state.
Thank you to mytrafficman.net for being a part of all of this. So here we go. Concert number 1.
Grant County.
The very first venue that we will be going to, that you could be going to, will be the Gorge.
I'm telling you, man. I've always been a Grateful Dead fan, but the Dead and Company has done things with the catalog of music from the Grateful Dead and done things with the people that are in the band now and the players that are involved that brings new life and new interest and new jams to this band that you will not believe. Even the most diehard Jerry tie-dye wearing people are saying, man, this band is playing the Grateful Dead songs better than any since Jerry's left.
Yeah, you should go to the YouTubes and find the John Mayer stuff with the band and hear how good it is and how great they sound. So that is June 7th at the Gorge, the Dead and Company, the first Hall of Famers involved. Our second Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, you can win tickets to. The venue is the White River Amphitheater. The Hall of Famer is Santana. Now, we promised you 3 Woodstockers among the 5. Woodstock, this is the 50th anniversary year of Woodstock. Santana was at Woodstock, Live Aid, and also
the US Festival.
The US Festival, yeah, they hit the trifecta. Well, not only Santana, they got an opening act. Some guys who I don't know if they're in the Hall of Fame, but they should be. The Doobie Brothers are the opening act for Santana.
Nice double bill in the Sunshine, June 29th, White River.
Okay, so you got the Doobies and Santana. Our third Hall of Fame act, this time we're gonna put a roof over your head. We'll put a dome over your head. It's the Tacoma Dome.
Roll out the red carpet for a little Queen.
Adam Lambert.
I mean, the Queen juggernaut that has been regassed up the last couple years. I mean, I'm sure that place is going to be a zoo.
Brian May, Adam Lambert, and Queen doing their thing on the 12th of July. The Santana Show, by the way, is June 29th. I don't know if we said that at the White River Amphitheater. But July 12th for Queen at the Tacoma Dome. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer number 4.
Double bill, too.
Back out to the White River Amphitheater. For, well, now, this is supposed to be their final appearance in the Pacific North, or their final appearance in Washington would be Lynyrd Skynyrd.
With Bad Company.
On July 27th. That's Bad Company with Paul Rodgers. I saw Skynyrd in Abbotsford.
If the Doobies don't go in next, then Bad Company better go in there next.
Yeah, Paul Rodgers definitely deserves a spot. So that's July 27th at the White River Amphitheater. You got two concerts in June, you got two concerts in July. We're going to give you a little break, a couple months off, and then we're going to send you to T-Mobile Park to see these guys. Number 5. And the 3rd Woodstockers.
That's right. The Dead, Santana, and The Who. That's quite a summer for 2019. Dead and Company at the Gorge to start at June 7th. June 29th for Santana and the Doobie Brothers at the White River. Queen on July 12th. Skynyrd and Bad Company July 27th. And we finish it off with The Who.
October 19th, The Who at T-Mobile Park, because we know the park will be available in
October, yes,
for The Who.
No scheduling conflicts there.
So that's a pretty darn good lineup there to see some Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And one person, it could be you, tickets to see every single one of those shows.
And just for coming out to the different locations that we'll pass along as we get a little closer to next week, one person's going home from each stop with one of those Q-Series barbecues from Judd and Black.
Way to go, Judd and Black. Thank you, MyTrafficMan.net. Ziad's busted 911 on there, too, as well. So, Brad, this might be the best one yet that we've had. I mean, we had some great lineups for the World Tour, but my gosh, you're bookending this thing with the Dead and Company and The Who. I mean, what more can you ask for out of all of that? So we'll see you on the road. The World Tour begins next week. Island County, Snohomish County, Whatcom County, Skagit County, San Juan County. Locations will be announced in the next couple of days.
Get the Brad and Jones Show on your phone.
Right now!
Go to the App Store and download the TuneIn Radio app.
KISM.